course, very closely the events surrounding the attacks from Gaza, the rocket attacks on Israel, and Israel's response. Israel has the absolute right to defend itself against these unprovoked attacks. A lot of people don't realize that these rocket attacks in this year, in this calendar year, have numbered in the hundreds before this latest firing of rockets over the past weekend and through today. More than 700 rockets from the beginning of the year up until a couple of days ago, and 300 rockets just in the past day, a little bit more than the past day alone. So no country. There is no country on earth that would have any forbearance in the face of a population, random attacks on buildings for sure. The Hamas terrorists are looking to hit schools, are looking to hit hospitals, are looking to hit the homes of individuals. And so what Israel is doing to defend itself is certainly within its right, and it's something that one would expect from any country that wants to defend its civilians. Going forward, one of the things that troubles us greatly is the lack of international opprobrium against Hamas. Hamas is a terrorist organization. It's recognized as such by the United States, by European countries, by the EU. It's an organization that seeks Israel's destruction. It says it very clearly. It's an organization that has armed itself with weapons that has new interests. They have interest only in pursuing their goal of the destruction of the state of Israel. And yet, in the international community, there has been hardly a whimper of response. When in fact, again, any country that would face that kind of military threat from a neighboring area, rockets targeting civilian populations, no country would have any choice but then to respond.